We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, and that's what we'll be doing. Sifal of Bechol Yom Yeshivatayniyas Achronos Shel Geshamim Mispalim Al Seder Zeh. This is the Seder that they use for davening on that last group of Tainias for rain, the seven ones, the seven Tanais, and the seven Beis. Yeah. Shmotzin es a teva or chovashal ear. So the first thing is that we take out the teva. What is the teva? So Medina the Gemara, the teva was where they kept the Sefer Torah and the Shliach Tzibur davened in front of. So that means that you take out the Sefer Torah with it. You do that l'rchova shel ir. It means to the town square. What's the reason? Two reasons. One is that to be mevaza ourselves before Hesia, or the second one is as an act of galus. And galus will be mechaper. The nafkamina that's brought down on the post scheme is what happens if you're in a place that's full of non-Jews and you can't really hold a tefillah outdoors. Are you supposed to move out of the shul to a different makom anyway? If it's because of galus, then you should. And everyone gets together and they put sackcloth on top of their clothing, the Mishnah Berurah says. And that is that we tell ourselves that we're like animals. Offer an afer are interchangeable in Lashon Kodesh. Afer makla is referring to a burnt piece of wood, which means ash and not dirt. Al gabi ateva, first that is put on the teva. Vi al gabi sefer Torah, so it's on the Aron Kodesh that they took out, and the sefer Torah itself. Kidei lahagdil habechia ulachnia libam, to make people cry more and to make them feel even more subdued. Also, what it says is that we want to say imo anochi v'tzara uvechol tzarasam lo tzara, that Hashem is with us in this tzara. This is all taking place before davening in the morning. This is shachris. Ve'echad menam notel la'efer v'nosim barosh hanasi of the ubarosh av bezdin. The leaders, they don't put ash on their own heads. They have someone else do it on themselves, which is more of a busha. Where do they put it? B'makam hanochas tefillin, where you put the tefillin shorosh, kedei sheyikolmu v'yashuvu, so that people should be embarrassed and do tshuva. V'chol echad v'echad, afterwards everybody goes v'notel v'nosen barosho, and everybody else puts on their own head. V'achar kach mamidim b'neihem, then they ask to stand up, zokin chocham, preferably someone who is older as well as a talmud chocham, v'ein yoshim, and everyone else is sitting. If there is not a Zaken Chacham who's going to go in Darshan, who's going to speak in front of them, Mamidim Chacham, so just a Chacham and not a Zaken. Lo Hayasham lo Zaken velo Chacham, Mamidim Adam Shel Tzura. So Machlokas, some say Adam Shel Tzura means he's tall, he has a presence, and others say that he is roi to be one of the leaders, but he is not one of the leaders, or at least that he's just a little less than the leaders. He's supposed to be ma'orah people to do tshuva. What does he say? So the first part of it is a standard nusach. Acheinu, our brothers. Lo sak v'lo tanis garmim. What helps is not sackcloth and not fasting. Ela tshuva u'maisim tovim. Shekein matzinu shlo nemer b'anshe ninvei v'yara l'kim esakam v'estanesam. Ela v'yara l'kim esmasehim. With the Anshei Ninveh, even though they fasted and put on sackcloth, what it says it was that Hashem accepted was their tshuva. Uba kabbalahu omer kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. The pasuk there says, kiru levavchem v'al, and to tear your hearts, not your clothing. Umosif binyanim elu kafi kocho, and then after that he adds whatever he can. Achi kona libam v'yeshuva tshuva gemura, till he feels he's brought them to the point that they can be shoved b'tshuva gemura. Then they daven shachris. It has to be someone who is roy to daven. Who is that? So we'll see. If the one who spoke is also roy to daven, he should. If not, then someone else does. Ishu rogel betfila, someone that knows he's used to davening so that he doesn't make mistakes. V'rogel likros b'tor neviim uksuvim, and he is also reading in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim on a regular basis, umetupol, and he's got a house full of kids, ve'ein lo, and he does not have money, ve'yesh lo yegiyah basod, and he works hard, ve'lo yeh bebonav uvnebeisav v'chol krovav, v'anil v'meilav, anyone he's affiliated with, not his children, not members of his family, not his relatives, not the people that are part of his chabura, ba'o avera, eliyeh beiso reik min averis, he should have absolutely nothing to do with averis, and also when he was younger, there were no nasty rumors about him. Shval Berech, he's somebody that walks around bent, meaning he is not a boastful kind of person. Umarutzalam, someone that is one that the klal likes, they like him. V'yeshlo ni'ima v'kolo oref. Ni'ima means that in his when he davens, he is mosheich the lave, and it sounds nice too. V'mhoya zokin im kol amidas ha'elu harezem afur. If he's also older, that's the best. V'meno zokin hol v'yesh v'kol amidas ha'elu yispavl. But age is the last consideration. Sivbei seder atfilah v'sheish brachos shumosif. So they add six brachas. Utkiyah shutakeh mavur yafa betur besimin zed. The tour lists off the nusach of the brachas, the nusach of the Mishnah in Tainis. Siv Gimel. Shevet Tainia se'elu achar shmispalim yotzim kalon lebeis akfaris. Afterwards, everyone goes to the cemetery. Ubochim u'mischanin sham. They cry and they are mischanin there. Kolomar. Harei atem meisim. Ke'elu im lo teshuv midarcheichem. We're telling one another that if we don't do tshuva, we're going to end up here. Ulafize says the Ramah, "Main kivrei Yisrael, hold him out kivrei kusim." Then you go to non-Jewish ones, but there are other reasons not to go. There are other reasons to go. The Magen Avraham brings it in the Gemara. It also mentions that we would like the Mesim to realize what's going on, so that they'll daven for us. In which case, it's got to be a Jewish cemetery dafka. If it's a non-Jewish cemetery and it will have all sorts of forms of their avodah zaras on them, then we would not want to daven there anyway. In the requirements for a shliach tzibur, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says that for those who do Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Rosh Chodesh, they should be makbid, that the Baal Tefillah should have all of the milas that are mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch.